when Avram went down to Mitzrayim, so when they saw him with this beautiful woman, so Avram realized they were going to take Sarah regarding no matter what. So Sarah they were taking. So the choice was whether he'd be killed enough. He said it was his wife, then Avram was going to kill him. I mean, Paro was going to kill him. But if he said it was her sister, so then he takes... If it's Avram's wife, he'd kill Avram and take Sarah. If Avram says Sarah's the sister, so then he'll take Sarah and Avram won't be killed. So he took the best possible scenario. That's what you do when you have a dilemma. There's an interesting Medrash Plia. The Medrash says, what did we learn out from the fact that Avram told Paro, she's my sister? Mikan shoshochtin v'chola b'shabbos. V'chola b'shabbos. From here we learn out that if someone's sick and they need to have food, kosher food, you're allowed to do shchit in order to slaughter on Shabbos so they can eat kosher food. So the simple explanation is why pikuach nefesh tocha Shabbos. We learn out one's life. Avram was allowed to lie to save his life. So too here, we're allowed to violate Shabbos. Lying's a violation. Normally you don't lie, but to save your life, you're allowed to lie. Similarly, you can't slaughter on Shabbos an animal, but to save a life, one is able to. That's a simple shot. This Chanukah HaTorah has a different explanation. He quotes the Gemara in Yuma about a kal tchila. When you violate Shabbos or you violate Isurim, it's better to violate the minimum, and then you go from, and then you try to do little by little until you get the most stringent. So from kal to chomer. So the shaila is, what happens if someone has to have treif on Shabbos? Someone has to eat meat on Shabbos. So you have two options. From a medical point of view, treif meat serves the purpose. You have treif meat available. Or you get someone to slaughter on Shabbos, which is Chilul Shabbos. So Pashtus, one would say, we know Nevela is only in Isser Lav, and Chilul Shabbos is worse. So Pashtus, eat better to violate the Isser of Treif than to violate Chilul Shabbos. However, the Maharam Rundberg says to do the Shechita. Why? Because he says quality versus quantity. It's true in terms of the quality of the Aveira. Chilul Shabbos is worse than eating Nevela. But the quantity plays a role as well. Sometimes if the quantity is so bad, maybe it still can be considered kal. In other words, normally, obviously, it's worse to bechal Shabbos than to eat treif. However, let's say the person's going to eat 10 pieces of treif. So let's say every kezayis is another aveira. So he says, but by shchita, it's only a one-time shot. So the Maharam Nuremberg is mechadish. Even sometimes, not all the time, but in this case anyway, the Maharam says, a one-time iser of chilul Shabbos of shchita is better than many more times of the iser lav of eating the nevela. So quality versus quantity. And therefore, he wants to say, that's the pshat here, that for some, I guess Paro was a lamdin, maybe he was from, he kept the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, at least outwardly. So, he didn't want to violate Gila Arayas. I'm not going to take someone's wife. How does that look? So he would have killed him. So what was his Svara? Let's go see. Either I could violate Gila Arayas, or I could do Ritzicha. So he reasoned, well, Ritzicha I only have to do one time. And then once I kill Avram, then she's not an Eishes Ish anymore. So Avram realized that, and he said, okay, I better tell her he's my sister. So the Chanukah HaTorah says that's based on the Maharam. Obviously, that's not the Pshah, real Pshah in the Chumash, but that's how the Chanukah HaTorah says, this is Yisod. That we see the Maharam Nuremberg Yesod of sometimes quantity, a big amount of quantity, sometimes outweighs quality in terms of what's considered chomer and treif, and therefore it's better according to the Chanukah Satorah, to do one-time shot of Shechita. I guess you have to wait today, driving a car, what averus you violated, etc. What would it take to go ahead? Maybe you have to drive to the store, maybe walking to the store, you can figure it out. So he says, Avram, that's what Paro wanted to do, a one-time shot of Ritzicha. However, that's one explanation, quality versus quantity of the Chanukah Torah. The Avnei Nezer is a different shot. We know there's a famous Chakira, or discussion among the Rishonim, Achronim, about whether Shabbos is Hutra or Dechuya, which means Hutra means we treat it like a regular day. It's like doing something on Tuesday. I know, you recognize that Shabbos, but Pituach Nefesh pushes off the Isser, so you do whatever you have to do, but you don't just do everything. Like, I think that they discussed the Shita by Mila and Shabbos. It's Mila Hutra, or we know you do Mila and Shabbos. This is Hutra Dechuya, the meaning of having two Mohalem. Some they even had it on Shabbos. Mashma, like that, it's Hutra from there. But either way, so it's a whole discussion, Hutra Dechuya. To the Avnei Nezer writes, this issue about the Hutra Dechuya, based on a Gemara and Pesachim, we're familiar with the principle Ein Som Chen Al Neis. We live in this world, we can't rely on a miracle. However, there are other opinions, we don't pass in the way Somech Al Neis. So the bottom line depends what Madrega you're on. If you're like someone who miracles is part of normal life, so maybe Som Chen Al Neis. But for the average Hamonan, Ein Som Chen Al Neis. So either way, going to the Avnei Nezer, this is even Avram. So according to the Avnei Nezer, if you hold Ein Som Chen Al Neis, so that means you have to do everything possible. So it's Hutra. I can't rely on a miracle, even on Shabbos. So therefore, I treat Shabbos like Tuesday. Do whatever, everything possible to do to save my life. But if you hold Som Chen Al Neis, then no, you do rely on miracles. You do the least possible. So that would be Dechuya. So we want to say, when Avram went down to Egypt, so the Ramban says, he should have been on the Madrega of Som Chen Al Neis. And Avram disagreed and said, no, I wasn't on that Madrega, ain't Som Chen Al Neis. Like the Drush of Ran says, Ramban, how do you know Avram did something wrong? Avram himself didn't know. So those are different Yisoldas, you know, whether it's Pshat, it's not really Pshat in Chumash, but it's more the Yisod that we come out of. We have the Yisod of the Maharam Rutenberg, that sometimes better to mechal Shabbos once than to violate treifa many times. That's how the Chanukah Seder returns it into better to violate Ritzicha once than Yiroh Rites or the other times. Or like the Avnei Nezer writes, and no, the pshat is, it's the old Machlokas Hutra versus Dechuya. So, if you hold up, if you hold that, that if you hold that Som Chen Al Neis, so then you do it's only Dechuya. And if you hold Ein Som Chen Al Neis, that means you do everything possible, and that's the Ramban, Taina, and Machoves Ramban, around whether Avram did something wrong, whether you know, perhaps it's totally, it's dependent on the issue of Som Chen Al Neis or not, so maybe also if he ties it into Avram, he didn't want to be Somech Al Neis, so therefore he went ahead and he told Sarah, he told Paro that my sister, not my wife, he wanted her not to be killed by Paro.